The modern-day race for major political office includes a series of competitions for endorsements and money. Republican Governor Pat McCrory and Democrat Roy Cooper have each raised millions of dollars in advance of a gubernatorial election that is expected to be among the closest in the country. While recent polls show the candidates virtually tied, there are differences in their overall fundraising totals, number of individual contributors, and their average contribution. WUNC analyzed the 2015 filings for the McCrory and Cooper campaigns. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Political incumbents usually have an advantage when it comes to fundraising. In North Carolina's gubernatorial race, that was not the case in 2015. Challenger Roy Cooper raised 40% more money than Republican incumbent Pat McCrory. Among donors who gave at least $50, Cooper had about twice as many contributors as the man he's trying to unseat.
So that's counter to the general trend.
Peter Quist is the research director at the National Institute on Money in State Politics, an organization that has studied campaign finance data since 2000.
Obviously, there are exceptions, but generally what we see is that incumbents tend to raise much more money and to raise it earlier.
Last year, McCrory had about 180 contributors who maxed out, giving $5,100. Cooper had more than 300. These numbers are among the findings of WUNC's review of the 2015 individual contributions to the McCrory and Cooper campaign committees. Western Carolina political science professor Chris Cooper, no relation to candidate Cooper, looked at the data.
What this tells us is that Cooper's running a good campaign, that he may be able to translate this kind of money into votes, but it would not be correct at this point to say that he has an advantage or that he is a leader.
Another difference between the two campaigns was the average 2015 contribution. For McCrory, that figure was $487. Cooper's average gift was just less than half that, $242. Experts say those numbers are in line with national patterns. Democrats receive more smaller dollar contributors. Republicans tend to get the opposite. Geographically, McCrory collected more contributions from Charlotte than anywhere else. He was a seven-term mayor there. Cooper had his greatest number of donors from Raleigh, where he has served as attorney general since 2001. As this race continues for the next 9 months, individual contributions will be an important part of a larger financial framework, according to David McLennan. He teaches political science at Meredith College.
In many races, sometimes the outside money is more significant than the money the campaigns raise. Now, I will tell you that for governor's races, as compared to presidential races, you know, it's still important for governors to raise and spend their own money. We've not seen a race be completely influenced solely by these outside groups.
McLennan says both candidates are doing well and expects each to raise more than $10 million by November. This is one of 12 governor's races in the U.S. this year. It's projected to be among the closest, with outside money and attention pouring in. Again, Professor Cooper.
It's going to be a nationally important race, and I think if you combine this race with what we've seen in the rise in North Carolina's national importance in general, whether it's the Moral Mondays, whether it's the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post sort of going head-to-head about the future of North Carolina, I think the nation's eyes are turning to North Carolina more than they have in the past.
He points out that there is an amalgamation of factors, and solicitation is just one piece. McCrory and Cooper are both strong candidates who are tied into party networks. While money is important, a candidate with the most cash or the most donations can still lose. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Laura Lee contributed to this report. You can see more of McCrory and Cooper's campaign contribution numbers at WUNC.org.